Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. The color and sheen of your vegetables can tell you a lot about how they'll taste before you even take a bite. Lettuce that's gone from shiny to dull is probably going to seed and will not taste good. The lower leaves on a bolting lettuce plant may still be okay, but a rinse and pat drying followed by a few hours in the fridge will make them taste more like the sweet spring greens we're used to. But vegetable color can be deceptive, too. A new cauliflower I've grown for a couple of years has made me realize how much I taste my food with my eyes. The orange cauliflower allows me to make cauliflower cheese soup with less cheese because of the color that the vegetable adds to the soup. The orange heads have more beta-carotene, and they are not genetically modified. No table vegetables are. But the extra cheese taste from the orange cauliflower is all in my head. I know people who don't like black, green, or yellow heirloom tomatoes, even when they're fully ripe. And they've never taken a bite of those tasty old-style fruits. The color is just wrong. Do you prefer a modern red tomato to a tasty one? Produce from your own garden or the farmer's market may look a little different in color and shape than mass-produced, chemically grown vegetables. A hole in the lettuce leaf is a sign. This lettuce is so good, even the insects like it. So don't discard or reject food that has a little damage or a different look. Embrace it. Cook with it. Eat it. While food appearance certainly is a part of eating, over-reliance on looks can result in wasted produce and will leave you missing out on many fine culinary experiences. Go ahead. Just try one bite. I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.